Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
And in her kitchen, good morning, Sheridan.
Standing in her kitchen, indeed, yes. Ready for the Christmas rush.
Look, the other day I was talking about something slimy that involved Jamie Oliver. Could you please explain what on earth that is to do with food?
Ghastly, isn't it? Pink slime, he calls it. Well, it's this little beef patty that he says is made from all the leftover scraps of meat that are, you know, left in the abattoir. And he was talking about it on one of his TV shows rather disparagingly. And he's now being sued for $70,000 by the fellow that used to run the environmental health and safety product area of this company. It's called Beef Products. They're based in South Dakota. So he's being taken to court, but the company that put it to air, they're being sued for $1.2 billion. So chefs better be careful what they say on air about products, hey, because the result was that actually the company had fold and 750 people were fired. So it is pretty serious.
Yes. Speaking of Jamie, he's probably not worried. He's got the best-selling book here. And
I mean, he's sensationally, isn't he? Just doing fantastically. But now, he wouldn't need these sorts of court cases brought against him too often.
No. But Jamie Oliver is one thing, but what about this fella called Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall?
That doesn't... Oh, you've got his name. To pronounce it. Yeah, he's a very well-known chef in the UK. He's had an outstandingly successful series called River Cottage. It's been going since 1998. It started in Dorset and then it sort of moved to Devon, and now it's moving out to Australia. He's actually coming out here to visit and to do a series here. It's a sort of back to basics, you know, back at the farm approach to seasonal cooking, and he's going to tour around Australia and see what's going on here. And I must admit, I wondered what our own fellow here, Matthew Evans, who does a series on SBS Gourmet Farm, and he's based at Signet down in the south of Tasmania. I wonder what he thinks of what Hugh's up to, because this really is Matthew's area in Australia.
Yes, he deserves more publicity, I would have thought.
Yes, indeed. We are a bit swamped by these British chefs, aren't we?
We are, apparently.
There was a time when Aussie chefs went to London to teach the Brits how to cook, but now it's sort of reversed. So.
That's right. Okay, now what have you got for us for Christmas?
I have the most beautiful fruitcake, very easy fruitcake recipe for you. I know that most people probably have made theirs already, but this is a very simple one with only 9 ingredients. The recipe was given me to by a woman called Faye Gardner. She's a former president of the New South Wales Cake Decorators Guild. And I went to meet her last week. She is an astonishing lady. She's 85 years old and she still bakes cakes and makes the most beautiful gingerbread houses. And she can actually construct 25 gingerbread houses in a day, and she sends them off to the Pink Ladies shop at the Royal North Shore Hospital. This is a shop that raises money to help the hospital, buys equipment for the hospital, and it's a beautiful little shop, actually, at the tucked right away at the end of the new building at the Royal North Shore Hospital. I went to have a look at it last week. Anyway, at 85, there she is, beavering away, and I said to her, well, you know, what keeps you going? And she said, just got to keep busy, darling, just got to keep busy.
Lovely.
Yeah, just fantastic. So I put that story up on my webpage about Faye, and she will be running cake decorating classes from Concord next year from, I think it's St Luke's Church Hall. So if you're interested in learning how to do cake decorating, go along to those. I'll put her phone number on my webpage. And you can buy her cakes and gingerbread houses, as I said, from the Pink Ladies shop at Royal North Shore Hospital this week if you don't have time to make your own. And I know that making your own gingerbread houses anyway is a difficult task at the best of times.
Absolutely, so. Now, you've still got what your...
I've got my... Yes, I had an edible Christmas gift class yesterday, and I've got one tomorrow and one on Friday. They're booked out, but what I want to tell you is that I've got this new little iBook out. It's a sweet little book, and some of the recipes that I'm using in the classes are in that. So if you've got an iPad, you just go to the iBook store and look for a sweet little book. It's only $12.99, and that'll make a beautiful Christmas present for someone, for a child, or even for an adult, actually, because there's lots of edible gift ideas in it.
What is your recipe for today?
So it's for Faye Gardner's fruitcake. And as I said, if you've already made your cake or if you don't have time to make one, go up to the Pink Lady shop at Royal North Shore Hospital and you'll find some there. Beautifully decorated by Faye.
Just before you go, a new feature of the... I'm a Luddite, so I don't understand this. But there's a new feature on the free smartphone app Food Switch launched today designed to help people make lighter salt choices while they're in the supermarket. Users scan the barcode on packaged food labels using their smartphone camera to receive immediate information on the salt content and other nutritional information.
It's just incredible. It's almost a little bit like sort of going back to kindergarten. Everyone has to be led by the hand with everything. Well, some of the chefs this year, and actually last year, were talking about brining the turkey before you cook it. Now, that means that you put the turkey into a salted water overnight before you've got to take it out and dry it off and put it in the oven. And that actually makes a very, very salty gravy if you do that. So I better be careful what I say. I might be sued, hey? I just think that's a very silly idea. But heavens above, I mean, how many more apps do we need in the world?
I won't go into that. This is our last broadcast before Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas and enjoy Faye Gardner's fruitcake.
And your website is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Bye.